You don't need to step into 2024 as a new you. Literally, fuck that narrative that is sold to you from consumerism to make you buy things to make you feel more worthy. Because what I want you to feel is more you, not the new you. I want you to step into 2024 feeling truly like your authentic self, truly like you are tapped into the greatest expression of your spiritual, physical, and mental well-being. That's what I want for you. And today we're going to talk about exactly how you're going to do that. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we literally and metaphorically, more like metaphorically, strip down and dive in. We get vulnerable, we get real, we get authentic, and we talk about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actual change in our lives. I'm currently recording in a bathtub. I get back home to Maui next week. Speaking of Maui, you can donate below to the fires and to the people that have been affected deeply by the fires. In every single episode, you will see that there is a link to all the information that you need to help people out, because we're still hurting. It's still affected. I just wanted to mention that. I go home next week. I'm so excited. Currently recording in a bathtub in Buenos Aires. Just got back from Bariloche, which is the northern part of Patagonia, and I had so much to reflect on, and I realized I have not been showing up for myself in the way that I want to, especially moving into 2024. I just feel like 2024 is going to be such an incredible year. I just think that I've learned so much in these last 5 years of my spiritual and mental health journey, and I'm ready to apply it. I feel like I have been deeply applying it. I've been so actionable this year, just really walking my talk and doing what I said that I would do. And I'm just really proud of myself. So I feel like in 2024, I will really feel the flowers and the rewards of me putting in all this work. And I want that for you too. So this is how we're going to kind of like speed up that process and really tap into how we can amplify our spiritual, physical, and mental well-being so that we can step into the most authentic version of ourselves before 2024. No need to wait till the new year to truly commit to ourselves. We can do it right now. And I'm going to tell you exactly how. We're going to talk about balancing feminine and masculine energies. How can you stay disciplined? How can you stay committed to yourself while also allowing life to be intuitive and allowing life to be fluid? How can we balance these energies? Also, we're going to dive into how to stay self-committed with ADHD. I have undiagnosed ADHD, but I just know by the way that I speak, the way that I act, that my brain works in a very neurodivergent way. So we're going to be diving into my tips and tricks around how to have that self-commitment with ADHD. And we are going to, at the end, stick around. It's going to be super lit. I'm going to give you guys a 30-day challenge that I am going to be doing. And I know that this is just going to put us in such deep alignment while we step into 2024. If you're new, guys, subscribe. That helps so much. Rate the podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening on. It really does help. And if you feel like it, share with us where you're listening on Instagram. I think this is going to be a really powerful episode. And the more that we can share this knowledge, the more that we can all continue to evolve and become our best selves. And that's what I really want. So tag me at Sundays KK at Skinny Dipping Diaries, and I'd love to see where you're listening. It literally means the world to me. You guys mean the world to me. Let's fucking strip down, dive in. Let's get into it. The first thing that I want to say is showing up for yourself is hot. And why? Because when you show up for yourself, you develop such deep confidence, this inner confidence that radiates to this external vibrancy. And when you show up for yourself and you keep your word to yourself and you allow yourself to do the things that you said you were going to do, what happens is you build this trust muscle within yourself. And this trust muscle that you are building up eventually leads to such authentic confidence. And that's the kicker there. It's authentic confidence. It's not the cocky confidence that is created by insecurity. It's confidence that's real. It's confidence that's tangible. It's confidence that's sustainable. And when you show up for yourself, that confidence makes you just so insanely attractive to the person that you're looking at in the mirror and everyone around you. I'm serious. It is so attractive to be confident. It is so hot. It is so sexy. And it all stems from our spiritual, physical, and mental well-being. Those three things impact everything. They impact our relationships, our friendships, our career, our view of ourselves, our lifestyle, our habits. Because when we take the time to pour into those parts of ourselves and pour into our well-being, what happens is it elevates us so that we can begin to show up better in every single area of our life. And how do I know? Because I've been on this up and down journey of committing and recommitting to just loving myself and showing myself through actions and habits that I truly love myself. And I know by personal experience that the times that I've felt the most joy, the times that I've felt the most confident, the times that I've felt the most laughter and adventure and just stokedness, like the word stoked, I love to be stoked on life. Maybe that's just a Hawaii thing to say, but that's how I feel when I prioritize my spiritual, physical, and mental well-being. And I know that when I fall off, I'm not going to beat myself up for it. That's when this grace comes into place, because you can stay on the path in your own way. And it's okay to fall off. It's okay to get lost, because what happens is when you get lost and when you fall off track, when you fall off the path, when you don't feel connected to your highest self, you have this new opportunity by falling off to come back on the tracks, and you get to rebirth the way and recreate the way that you show up for yourself. And that is a beautiful opportunity. That is not something to beat yourself up about. It's literally something to celebrate. Like, wow, I fell off and I realized that. I'm conscious of that. I have identified it. And now I get to recreate the way that I show up for myself. And that is a beautiful opportunity. We don't need to beat ourselves up for it, okay? I know that that's the natural instinct in this world of capitalism and productivity, where we have been taught that our productivity equals our worth. But the truth is that, you know, you don't have to do anything quote unquote right to be worthy. In fact, there is no right or wrong. When you truly tap in to the highest frequency of love, you realize there is no right or wrong, and you just get to see things as they are in deep acceptance. And it's okay to fall off the path, because then you just hop back on, and this is your opportunity. And I'm gonna lay out the step-by-step version for you. But first, I want to talk about the feminine and masculine energies. I think this is so important when learning how to show up for yourself, because if we have too much discipline and too much of this security and stability, it can become this stronghold that is no longer supporting us, but is rather holding us back. And then when the feminine energies are out of balance and we're just so all over the place, have no structure, then, you know, everything's out of whack and we're not in alignment with who we are. So these energies need to come into harmony for us to step into the highest version of ourselves, especially before 2024, because we're doing it right now, baby. We don't need to wait, because now is all we have. Now is our opportunity. And I just want to give you a little rundown on feminine and masculine energies, because I just feel like there's so much misconception about this. I've talked about this on other platforms, but I don't really think I've talked about it in detail in an episode. First of all, I want to say it has nothing to do with gender. It has nothing to do. We all have feminine and masculine energies within us. And, you know, if we are able to all individually and collectively balance these energies in harmony, that is what is going to put us in alignment with our highest timeline.
The best way to learn a language? Immersion, of course. But if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a language. And the amazing part about this is you can learn the language from home, so that when you go travel and immerse yourself in their country, you have a base to work with. I swear to God, speaking the language when you are in another country makes your experience so much better. And the best way to learn is with Babbel. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, waste hours on apps that don't really work, because Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, so you really feel like you have conversation-based teaching. And I wanted to give you guys a very, very special limited time deal for Skinny Dipping listeners. Right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/skinnydipping, spelled babbel.com/skinnydipping. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinnydipping.
Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me. And I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
And to find this balance, to find this harmony, is to find, in my opinion, the true definition of success. I don't think success is how much you have or how much money you have, or what car you have, how many friends you have. I think it's about how you feel. And are you able to balance these energies within you? For me, that feels like success, because I know that my emotional guidance system is telling me, yes, this feels good. This feels like success, because you are in your most joy. You are in your deepest expression of unconditional love. That is success. Where maybe in the past, old versions of me that was very obsessed with, you know, making a lot of money and having a certain career and having certain accolades and things to show for myself, like, I thought that was success, but I was just anxious and stressed out all the time. My nervous system was completely out of whack and out of balance, and I've learned that that isn't success. Society's definition of success really isn't what it is. It's joy, it's unconditional love, it's feeling good in your own skin. That's what I want for you. So we have the masculine energy. And if either of these energies are out of balance, it is not great. It doesn't feel good, right? We don't want to label it good or bad, but when it's out of balance, it just doesn't feel joyful. It doesn't feel like love. But I think masculine energy gets a really bad rap. But actually, when it's in balance, when it's in place, we just deeply need it. We need it. And it's not something to hate on or criticize. I think because we were raised in a society that was really out of balance with the masculine, we really hate on the masculine and we're like, the masculine energy sucks. We need to step into our feminine. But it's just not true. We need the masculine energy. And that masculine energy does not look like the patriarchy. It doesn't look like men. It's not that. Masculine energy, which I personally feel like I have a lot of in my astrology chart, I have a lot of masculine energies, a lot of masculine planets, and I think it shows up in the way that I show up in my career. And masculine energy in its highest expression and in its perfect expression of what it is action. It's discipline, it's decisiveness, it's security, it's stability, it's creation, it's giving. And that is masculine energy at its finest. And it is just such a beautiful energy that I feel like when balanced, it is just so juicy and we need it. We need the structure so that we can flow intuitively. But if we have all flow and all feminine without the structure, that's not going to work for us either. We're going to get out of balance. And then we have the feminine, the divine feminine at her highest expression. She is intuitive. She is flowy. She is fluid. She is like water. She is creative. She is receptive and willing to receive. She is nurturing. And we really need both. And I want to give a couple examples so that you guys can deeper understand this. So I feel like in the past, my masculine was really in the power position and really out of balance with the feminine. And for me, that looked like working all the time, beating myself up, having really strict discipline that created a lot of anxiety within me. And that's how we can tell if things are out of balance, is by using that emotional guidance system. Do I feel anxious? If I feel anxious, then something's off. Something's not in alignment, because when I'm in alignment, even when things are tough, I have the resilience to create peace and to tap into alignment, even when things don't, you know, go the way that we were expecting when we're in alignment. But I was out of alignment for most of my life, deeply in the masculine, in the go, go, go. And it showed up a lot in my friendships. I would stress out so badly when making plans with friends because I wanted everything to be perfect. I wanted the entire day to be perfect. I would drive my friends around. I would make the plans. I would make the calls. And I was constantly being the one to make these decisions. And it was honestly really unhealthy for me because, first of all, I enabled people that I love to not learn how to like be confident and step into their masculine and make decisions. And also it created a lot of stress and anxiety for me. And my emotional guidance system was like, this does not feel good, to the point where I actually completely stopped making plans with friends after starting my spiritual journey 2 years later. So maybe like a year ago, I completely stopped being the planner friend because I was done taking on that identity. And that is just an amazing example of how that out of balance masculine shows up in our life. For me, it showed up as really controlling. It showed up as this death grip on life. And then on the other side of the coin, I feel like I got really scared of having structure and making plans and making decisions and taking action because I knew that it caused a lot of anxiety in the past. So I completely went to the other end of the spectrum. I completely got rid of anything in my life that had a schedule or structure. I stopped making plans with friends. And in turn, I spent less and less time with people that I loved, and that made me really sad. And then in my work life, I have had no structure. Now in this last year, I've been finding a way to create that balance. But last year, after I decided I didn't want to be in my masculine, I went all to the feminine and I barely worked. I barely had discipline. I stopped going to the gym, and that also didn't feel good. That didn't make me feel confident, because I feel like for me, I do thrive in action and discipline and decisiveness, and I needed to learn what it felt like to completely be on the other side of the pendulum, the other side of the swing of the pendulum, in order to know that I needed the masculine so badly and to reappreciate it in my life. But when the feminine was the one in power and I was out of balance in that form, it didn't work for me either. It also created a lot of anxiety and stress, because I felt like I was just in limbo and I didn't know what I was doing. And that lack of stability and security really, really took a toll on me and also created anxiety. So my emotional guidance system was like, girlie, this isn't working for you either. So how do we find this balance? We need to create the structure and create the stability so that we have something to build upon for this feminine energy. When we have discipline and decisiveness and security met with intuition and flexibility and creativity and receptivity, that is when we can be the best version of ourselves, and we can cancel out that anxiety and create more joy in our life. So how do we do this? I want to talk specifically today about habits and how we can do this, especially with ADHD. I'm not saying that I've been properly diagnosed, but let me tell you, when I read all about it, when I've learned all about it, I just know. I know by the way that I talk, I know by the way I think, I know by the way I express myself, I can just tell. And these tips are really good for everyone, not just people with ADHD. But I think the key here is finding this balance between the discipline and the intuition, the masculine, the divine masculine, and the divine feminine. So what does that look like? I heard of this idea on, I think it was TikTok, and it was talking about the idea of menus. This is a certain strategy that you can use for your habits. I want to talk about habits today because we're really talking about how we can get into deep alignment with our spiritual, physical, and mental well-being before 2024, so we go into the year the best version of ourselves. We're just ready to take on the fucking world and live our life and make our bag and live our dreams and do our thing and live in joy, whatever that looks like for you. I want you to have the feeling that you can do it. And I think by setting yourself up for success in this way, you will feel this way by 2024. Like, you are just ready to step into the year, not a new you, but the real you. That's what I want for you. So this idea of menus is you, every single day, you're going to do these things, and you're going to commit to doing one thing for your spiritual health, one thing for your physical health, one thing for your mental health. But the kicker is, it doesn't have to be the same thing every single day. It also doesn't have to be at the same time every single day or for the same amount of time. Literally get rid of all the rules and regulations, because that puts you more in your feminine. Then you can intuitively feel like, okay, today I want to go to the gym and I want to do an hour workout. Or maybe today I just want to get up and I want to dance for 10 minutes around my room, and that's going to be my movement, my physical well-being for the day. Or for example, with your mental well-being, maybe one day you'll really feel like, okay, I need to feel my feelings. I'm going to journal it out. I'm going to get all of this on paper. I'm going to mind dump. And then maybe another day you have a deep conversation with a stranger and you take care of your mental well-being in that way. I want you to have options, because when we feel like we have choice, we are empowered. And that's how we can have this sort of discipline, by saying every single day, I'm going to do one thing for my spiritual health, one thing for my physical health, and one thing for my mental well-being. But I'm going to allow myself to have choices. So I created a couple menus for you to choose from, and I'm calling it the Choose Your Own Adventure. Because when you make it fun, when you make the things that are like disciplined and creating that stability, when you make it fun and creative and just flowy, you're gonna want to show up more. It's gonna feel more in alignment with yourself, because all of this self-development stuff doesn't have to be so fucking serious. It truly should be fun, because when you're living in fun and when you're living in joy, you are going to be aligned to the best version of yourself. And to be so serious with yourself, it's just not it. We can't hate ourselves into change. We have to love ourselves into the evolution. And using these little tips and tricks of having a choose your own adventure, especially for ADHD girlies, is going to be key, because you realize, like, okay, you have choice.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How do we have self-commitment with ADHD? By showing ourselves that we are in the driver's seat and we have choice. It also provides newness, and I feel like that really keeps us engaged and keeps our minds engaged. And I just want to say, if you don't operate in the same way as neurotypical people, nothing is wrong with you. You get to see the world in such an amazing way. This experience is a gift. The fact that your mind works in this way, where you love newness and you love to be invigorated by trying new things, that is a fucking gift. I also wanted to say, the reason that I didn't think I had ADHD for a long time was because it wasn't like the kid, the boy in my class who was distracting the entire class all day during school and elementary school. And I just was never that person. I was very good in school. I got really good grades. I showed up. I was disciplined. And ADHD in women actually doesn't show up in this undisciplined way. It actually shows up in a high achiever way, and this need to mask, this need to fit in. And in this high achieving manner, we have been pushed into our masculine energy. And that masculine energy has been completely thrown off balance, because we just think we need to do and create so much in order to be worthy, and that's just not it. So that's also a really important thing with these habits, is you need to understand that you don't have to do, be, or achieve anything to be worthy. You are doing this because you know that you are worthy. You are showing up for yourself already because you know that you are inherently worthy, and you are deserving of feeling good. And these things for your spiritual, physical, and mental well-being, they help you feel good. It's not about hating yourself into changing. We're not changing you. We're just becoming more you and stripping away the things that aren't you. And by doing these things that align us to the highest version of ourselves, you are able to show up better for yourself. And that's what we want. So we have one thing a day for your physical well-being, some ideas that I came up for the menu. By the way, this is all going to be posted on my Instagram and on the Soul in Progress community. Some things for your physical well-being could be a workout class, a walk, some face sculpting exercises, gua sha, massage, acupuncture, gym, home movement, intuitive dance or intuitive movement, something for your physical well-being, or even just cooking yourself a really nourishing meal could be on your menu for that day. And you only have to do one of these things, but the point is that you have choice now. You have choice. You don't have to do one thing every single day. It's not the 75 hard. It's a 30-day challenge where you do one thing a day to align yourself physically, mentally, spiritually. On our mental well-being menu, guys, we have journaling, reading, having a deep conversation, having a vulnerable conversation, therapy, doing something you've been avoiding to clear that off your mind, a finance check-in, a game plan reevaluation for your dreams, and EFT tapping. I'm sure you will come up with more as well. Please message me your ideas that you have for your own personal menu, but I wanted to give you guys these so that, you know, you don't even have to worry about all the choices. Like, I'm giving you the choices so that it's nice and easy peasy. For your spiritual well-being, we have meditating, we have doing nothing. Wow, that's like the best thing for your spiritual well-being, is to like avoid the stimulation, step away from the stimulation to do nothing. We have laying in the grass, hanging out in nature, breath work, pulling cards, scripting, which is like writing down your future dreams as if they were in the present moment, We have talking to spirit, having a conversation in the car with spirit. We have art, creative prioritization. How can you create? Because that is spiritual. And then we have mirror work, which is like affirmations in the mirror and just reminding yourself that you are fucking hot and confident. So those are your menus. And a couple more tips that I have for self-commitment with ADHD is, one, when you're meditating, this is so important. If you can move your body or dance before meditating and move out that stagnant energy, you are going to be able to drop into your meditation so much easier. With ADHD, I have found that this is a game changer for me to actually drop into meditation, is to move my body vigorously before. Two is choosing your own adventure, basically the menus that we just went over. Choosing your own adventure, making it fun, making it a game, that is going to be key in staying on the path. The third thing is, I want you to only focus on like 1 to 3 days at a time. Don't think of this as a 30-day challenge. I want you to just every 1 to 3 days write on your whiteboard these three things and check them off on your whiteboard or in your notepad or in your habit tracker. And I want you to only focus on 1 to 3 days in front of you. And then once you've completed those 1 to 3 days, do another 1 to 3 days. This is going to help you so much, because then you're not going to get overwhelmed. And the fourth thing is accountability. Accountability and friendship and connection is everything. We're going to hype each other up in the Soul in Progress community. So the accountability for this will all be in the Soul in Progress community. I just got this really, really fun app called Squad that I will be creating a group for our 2024 internal glow up challenge. It's not 2024, but it's before 2024. And basically every single day on your phone, you will check in when you do these three things. And yes, it will have one thing for each. And if you fall off one day, that doesn't mean you've lost a challenge. You can just start again the next day. What I want you to understand is that the rules for this is that there are no rules. I don't care what time of day you do those things. I don't care for how long you do them. You can work out for 5 minutes, or you can work out for an hour. You can meditate for 1 minute, or you can meditate for 30 minutes. Like, I want you to know that you have choice and you have options, and you can do these things and fit them in your schedule even when you're so busy with school, or when you're so busy with work or life or family or whatever it is. I want you to feel supported. I don't want these wellness things to feel so out of reach. And I just think it's ridiculous when people make you feel like you have to do all these things for like 1 hour to 3 hours every single day to like align yourself to your highest version of yourself, because it's just not true. It's not fucking true. You can do it for, I've literally, most days I do only like 15 minutes of movement, breath work, and journaling. That I also make videos for them on my community. And like, as long as I do that for 15 minutes a day, I can fit everything that I need into those 15 minutes. I feel aligned to my highest self. And other days I want to go on a really long walk, or go to the gym, or go to a workout class. I want to do those things because I feel like I have choice, and I know that they're going to make me feel really good and really joyful and really proud of myself. So I want you to know there are no rules. But the fourth thing is going to be accountability. So if you guys feel called, this is going to be the last week to join the community for $5. After this, it's going to go up $15 because we're adding a bunch of new things. But if you join now, you will be able to be grandfathered in to that $5 forever. I'm honoring that $5. So if you feel like you've been on the edge of joining the community, this is your opportunity to get in before the price raise next week, Thursday, a week from today, 7 days. And the challenge on the app and on our community, the Soul in Progress community, starts this Tuesday. So let me find the date for you guys real quick, so that if anyone's listening to this. Also, if you see this later on, you can join the 30-day challenge after the 30 days starts. That's totally okay. But we will be starting the challenge on November 14th, 2023, and we're gonna have accountability in the community app. So you should really join, check it out while it's still at $5. I think that's going to be really powerful. And just shout out to everyone who's joined so far. We've like literally 400 people in the community, guys. I am so grateful. I feel like this has been such a safe space for so many people, and I can't wait to continue for it to grow. And I just want to say, like, your energy is needed here, because your energy is so divine and so special. And when you are adding that to the community, it just creates fucking magic. So I would love to have you a part of it. You can message me if you have more questions, if you're not sure yet, but join while it's $5 and join this physical, mental, and spiritual glow up challenge with us and choose your own adventure daily. It's going to be so fun. The way we're approaching it is so fun. And I really think at the end of the 30 days, we're going to want to do a second round because we're going to feel so deeply in alignment to our authentic self. So join the community now. Well, it's only at $5. Shout out to you for joining, but also feel free. If you don't feel like joining the community, please feel free to do this on your own. One thing a day for your spiritual, physical, and mental well-being. I'll be posting the menus on the Instagram at Skinny Dipping Diaries so that, you know, even if you don't feel called to join the community, you can still join the challenge. But in order to have the accountability part on the Squad app, you gotta join the community. And it'll be so lit and so worth it, I promise. For $5 a month, guys, it's just gonna be insane. You're gonna get extra exclusive podcasts. I'll talk about that more next week. You're gonna have challenges like this. We're doing book club right now, reading The Mastery of Self, which I would love for you to join. Even if you're not reading the book, just come have impactful conversations with us. There's chat spaces, there's social media questions. I post a bunch of exclusive resources for breath work and meditation and movement and just everything. But you guys get the picture. I love you guys so much. Just to review, guys. Know that to balance your masculine and feminine, to balance the divine energies within you, to balance the discipline and the action with the intuition and the creativity and the creating and the receptivity, when you balance all those things, you are going to be the hottest, most attractive, most confident version of yourself. And it's okay if you've fallen off the path. It's okay if in these next 30 days you fall off, because you can always get back on, and that's what matters. I love you guys. You are inherently worthy. And these are just all tools to help you, but they are not you. You are so much more than all these things in the physical world. You don't have to do, be, or achieve anything to be inherently worthy, because your soul came into this world worthy. These are just tools and skills to hopefully help you feel more joy in life. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.